You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our weekly social update. And, well, time to find out what's been trending and what's been accessible in the world of social media. Joining me this week is our very own acting social media manager, Holly Tuke. Holly, thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me again.
Happy New Year to you. I presume it is a bit late to say that, but also it's your first time back. So, you know, Happy New Year.
It is. Happy New Year to you too.
Let's find out what's been trending in the blind and partially sighted community.
So there's been a couple of themes trending over the last week or so. And probably for listeners who have been listening to RNIB Connect Radio a lot over the last few weeks, there's no surprise that one of the conversation topics is Braille. The next few months mark 200 years of Braille. And yeah, we've been sharing a lot of Braille-related content on our social media channels, which has led to blind and partially sighted people sharing their experiences of how they use Braille in their daily lives, or discussions about maybe learning Braille. A few people have got in touch with us and been sharing more widely about, you know, maybe they have some advice to share, or their experiences of maybe learning Braille, because sometimes people have been saying to us that it's not always easy to find courses and resources. So it's been a really interesting topic, and yeah, lots of conversations to delve into there. Aside from Braille, January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, so there's been some nice conversations about people sharing their experiences of having glaucoma, and yeah, just some really nice eye health related conversations that are helpful and kind of really nice wholesome pieces of conversation that's been happening.
What's been trending more in general?
There's one thing that's really stood out over the last week or so, and it's a TV show that is everywhere, and comments and conversations and opinions have made their way to social media as always, and that is The Traitors. People have been taking to social media to share their thoughts, and some quite entertaining memes as well. I think pretty much every night I see something about The Traitors on social media, which usually gives me a bit of a good giggle.
I wonder what Caesar the Guide Dog would be like on The Traitors. We'll have to speak to him, see if he's interested, see how well he's doing in the mix of everything. I've not always watched this series, but it's a show everyone seems to be watching from what I've been told.
I'd love to see Caesar on The Traitors. I think it'd be great.
I mean, he'd love everyone. He'd be everyone's best friend, so long as you've got food. Has there been a water cooler moment on social media? What's made you laugh?
There's been a few posts of this nature, and that is 2025 ins and outs. And these have taken a bit of a different turn depending on what you're really feeling. So there's been a few serious ones or a few more light-hearted, funny and entertaining ones. And for anyone who's not familiar with this, it's basically someone puts together a list of their ins for 2025, so things they'd like to see, and their outs for the new year, so things they'd like banishing for the next 12 months and beyond. There was one that I saw the other day, and it was just really simple. 2025 ins and outs, and the in was more wholesome content that brings me joy, and the outs was just Twitter. So yeah, there's been some quite entertaining ones, and people have been sharing, you know, their goals for the new year, and it's a really nice way of, I guess, keeping on top of what you maybe want to be doing and looking towards for the new year. So that's been quite nice to see on my feeds.
I do quite like the example of the ins and outs there, especially that one of them is certainly quite accurate with what's currently kind of going on in the world. I do quite like that. I need to produce my own list of ins and outs, I think, because I've not even thought of it that way, but I need to give that a go. How has the RNIB social media team been championing accessibility on social media?
Well, I'm sticking with the Braille theme here, purely because why not? And something that we did last week is we brought back our Braille name generator, so that's where we transcribed people's names into a visual representation of Braille, and we did hundreds, so it was really fun. But as part of that, we reminded people to add alt text whenever they were sharing their visual representation that we created, and we did it in a fun way because the generator was called Brailler Swift after Taylor Swift, which was voted for by the community. So we said, you know, don't leave a blank space, which is a Taylor Swift song, and remember to add alt text. So it was really nice to do it in a fun way, and also see people taking note of that comment and actually adding alt text.
Do love the name Braille Swift, may I just say. I thought it was fantastic. And yeah, absolutely good. I do like the blank space pun as well. Love a good pun. It always makes everything that much better, I think, in social media aspects. More catchy. Can we get a preview of upcoming content for this coming week from your social media team?
You can indeed. So I'd say there's two main theme areas that we're going to be covering this week. And the first is Eye Health and Glaucoma Awareness Month. So to mark Glaucoma Awareness Month, there'll be quite a bit of content from us. And we also be giving people some eye health reminders. So for example, the 20-20-20 rule, when you're maybe looking at a screen for way too long. We'll have some Braille content, of course, to celebrate Braille 200. So those will be some advice on learning Braille and a few community stories. And also, as well, potentially a clip from a famous face who appeared on RNIB Connect Radio a short time ago. I'm not going to say too much on that one, so hopefully people will look out for that. We'll also have a piece on the new EU accessibility regulations. And of course, it's a new year, so people might be looking to maybe take on a bit of a challenge this year and potentially run the London Marathon for RNIB. So we'll have a London Marathon supporter story over the weekend. And of course, there's loads more to come as well.
If people want to see all that content, how can they follow you on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, and TikTok. Just search for RNIB.
Plenty of ways. You have no excuse to stay in touch with our social media team and get very engaging and accessible social media content and learn all about how it works too. Thank you very much, Holly Chuk, Acting Social Media Manager, for joining us here for our weekly social media update here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you as always.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.